This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Two defense lawyers say the Pentagon is not giving them the resources they need to defend suspected terrorists at the Guantanamo Bay prison. These are two military lawyers appointed to represent the first two men ordered to face a military tribunal. Those proceedings are being closely watched because they are the first for any of the hundreds of suspects who've been held at Guantanamo since the start of the War on Terror. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
Last summer, Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Sharon Schaefer received a call from the Pentagon saying that she had been chosen to be part of a team slated to defend Guantanamo detainees. At the time, Schaefer, with 15 years of military law behind her, thought it would be a wonderful and historic opportunity. Now, she says it's an exercise in frustration. In February, Schaefer was assigned to defend Ibrahim al-Kuzi, a Sudanese national charged with conspiracy and having links to al-Qaeda. Schaefer says the Pentagon hasn't provided her with the tools or personnel, such as investigators, that are needed to mount a defense.
I'm a one-person show with no paralegal support, no administrative support staff that's been assigned to assist me. I have no co-counsel on the case, and so there's just a complete frustration on my part with lack of resources in that regard.
Schaefer does have a translator, which was provided by the Pentagon, but there's a good chance she will lose him because he hasn't been paid. Schaefer says under military commission orders, that's something a Pentagon contractor has to sort out, and the defense attorneys have been told they're not allowed to speak with the contractors. But Schaefer is still slightly better off than her colleague, Major Mark Bridges, who has been assigned to defend Ali Hamza al-Balul, a Yemen national.
My biggest problem at this point is I can't even communicate with my client. I don't have an interpreter. I don't speak Arabic and he doesn't speak English, and I'm unable to even communicate with him at this point.
Bridges says the Pentagon did provide him with a translator, but that the interpreter did not understand the dialect spoken by al-Balul. Staff is one thing, but not being able to determine what witnesses or evidence the Pentagon will be presenting is another. Bridges and Schaefer say they have repeatedly asked for what lawyers call discovery, names, numbers, and documents, from the Office of the Military Commissions, located just a few floors above their office. Schaefer says their requests have been met with silence.
It's almost like a ghost town. You send in a request and it just disappears in oblivion and you don't get a response on what's being worked or, you know, when things are going to happen or anything. And so every day, I mean, I come in and I say, what's going on? Is anybody upstairs? Is anybody at home?
But the Pentagon says that some defense requests have been met and that it's working on others. Major John Smith, an attorney in the Office of the Military Commissions, says it may be a slow process, but the defense lawyers will get what they need.
What I can tell you is before any military commission trial will start, the accused and his defense counsel will have an adequate time to prepare their defense. They'll receive all the appropriate discovery, and they will be ready to go to trial.
And Smith says if the defense lawyers don't have what they need, there is recourse.
They may request a delay from the presiding officer to pursue reasonable things that they may need in preparing their defense, and the commission process certainly allows for that to ensure a full and fair trial.
There hasn't been a military tribunal for more than 5 decades, and there is massive bureaucracy in the Pentagon. Major Bridges says he understands those factors.
It's a new system that doesn't have the kinks worked out, but it's unfathomable to me that after 2.5 years of this process going on and the focus and the monumental issues that are involved in these cases, that more resources haven't been provided to this office.
The Pentagon has not said when the first military tribunals will get underway. The defense lawyers cannot say how long it will take them to prepare their cases because they still have no idea what evidence they're working against. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.